Today, Progress Energy announced a proposal to decrease customers' bills by about $15, actually $15.08 per 1,000 kilowatt hours, beginning with April billing of this year. That proposal is being submitted to the Florida Public Service Commission for consideration.
And why the decrease?
Well, there are a couple of factors behind the decrease. Most importantly, we recognize the need to provide our customers immediate price relief, especially given today's harsh economy. By proposing to decrease our current rates, we are actively trying to reduce the financial burden on our customers without compromising future projects. There were a couple of components to the actual proposed reduction, the first being a lowered fuel charge. We're proposing decreasing it by $6.90 per 1,000 kilowatt hours. This is largely due to effective fuel purchasing strategies and lower fuel prices. We're also proposing reducing the nuclear recovery charge by $7.80 per 1,000 kilowatt hours. We are not taking out the entire cost recovery for the nuclear plant, the proposed plant in Libby County. We feel that that is still an important project and something that we want to make sure moving forward that we continue to make that a part of our plan. However, we recognize the need for immediate price relief for our customers. So we're trying to find ways to finance that project without making such an immediate impact on those who are receiving the bills.
Regarding that Levy nuclear plant, can you give us an update of what the timeline looks like for construction and how much it's expected to cost?
Well, the planning has been underway for quite some time. There's actually work being done on the site continuously. The actual completion date of the Levy plant is between 2016 and 2018. And the overall cost for the nuclear project is about $17 billion.
And there's been some criticism in the state legislature from legislators such as Senator Mike Fasano and Representative Peter Nair, who are critical of their constituents having to pay that cost ahead of time. Is that one of the reasons why you're deferring a part of that fee?
No, we're deferring the fee because our company recognizes the need to provide our customers immediate price relief, and we found an opportunity to do so and to be able to give our customers a lessened price impact in today's economy. And our goal is to do so without compromising future projects. So moving forward, we operate within the guidelines of what's mandated to us by the state and also by the Public Service Commission, and in making sure that we meet future energy goals while continuing to provide safe, clean, affordable, and reliable power to our customers, we feel that the project, such as the Levy Nuclear Project, needs to be a part of our plan moving forward.
And finally, you mentioned that this rate decrease could go into effect as early as April. What's the process with the PSC? When do they decide?
Well, as with anything that any price change that we propose as a company, everything has to be approved by the Public Service Commission. So in the coming days, we're sending the information to the Public Service Commission for consideration, and then they will go ahead and make a decision on whether or not we could proceed with the rate reduction. So as I mentioned, the rate reduction will go into effect with effective with April billings if it's approved by the Public Service Commission, meaning the people who actually who received their bills in the early parts of April could end up seeing either power consumption used during March or even as much as late February for some people reflected in these newer reduced rates.